Coming up, $56.4 million in federal funding is supporting the replacement of the 8th Avenue Bridge in Cedar Rapids. And later, Iowa women's basketball is returning to the national championship. Plus, Higley Mansion in Cedar Rapids could become a residential rehab house for substance use treatment. Welcome to the weekend edition of the Gazette Daily News Podcast. This is your flash update of need-to-know Eastern Iowa news. I'm Bailey Chihon. First, Cedar Rapids has secured $56.4 million in federal funding to replace the 8th Avenue Bridge. The bridge replacement is a key part of the city's permanent flood control system. The funding was awarded through the U.S. Department of Transportation's PROTECT grant program, and it supports the estimated $76.1 million project. Cedar Rapids officials have been lobbying for years to secure federal funding, but the project hadn't received funding until now. The new bridge would be an elevated, single-pier cable-stayed bridge designed for a 100-year lifespan. The improvements would limit the need to evacuate areas behind the completed flood control system. It would also improve trail access and expand connectivity across the river. The funding was announced through Republican U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley's office. Grassley was the only Republican member of Iowa's congressional delegation who voted for the bipartisan infrastructure law. The law funds the grant programs the city has applied for. Next, the Iowa women's basketball team defeated UConn 71-69 Friday night in Cleveland. Hannah Stolke scored a game high of 23 points. Caitlin Clark had 21 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, and 2 steals. Iowa will face undefeated South Carolina at 2 p.m. Sunday. Next, Higley Mansion has been vacant the last few years. Now, the former senior living facility could become a residential rehab house to offer voluntary treatment to those struggling with substance use issues. Under a proposal that advanced this week, the property, located at 860 17th Street Southeast, would be used as a residential inpatient and outpatient substance abuse treatment facility with 35 to 45 beds. The treatment facility would be operated by Covenant Family Solutions. On Thursday, the City Planning Commission unanimously signed off on rezoning the property. It still needs conditional use approval from the Board of Adjustment. The facility would have a closed campus. According to Chief Executive Officer of Covenant Family Solutions, Jacob Christensen, it would be staffed 24 hours a day and is estimated to create about 45 new jobs. The facility would only serve people ages 18 and over and would be a co-ed facility with different floors serving different genders. Mike Bales, an investment partner with developer Donovan Builders, said that planned work includes landscaping and room renovations. Bales said, quote, "From the outside, it's going to be Higley Mansion as everyone knows it today. It's just going to be better," end quote. Read the full story at thegazette.com. Finally, let's take a look at the weather in Cedar Rapids. Saturday will be partly cloudy. Anticipate a high of 54 degrees and a low of 41 degrees. Sunday, expect rain. Temperatures are expected to reach a high of 54 degrees and a low of 44 degrees. Monday will be partly cloudy with a high of 64 degrees. Thank you for listening to the Gazette Daily News Podcast. Stay up to date with the latest news from Eastern Iowa at thegazette.com. I'm Bailey Chihon.